It's time for Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. Now, let's go out to the court for the voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here's BJ Walters.
We welcome you to Carrington Gymnasium on the campus of Carrington High School in Carrington, North Dakota. It is Carrington Girls Basketball on the radio. Tonight, look, you never want to call a game easy or straightforward, but this is a game where you go out, you get the job done, and you move on. It's the Lisbon Broncos in town as the opponent for the fourth-ranked Cardinals. Happy to have you with us tonight. BJ Walters with you. Didn't we just do this like three out? Yes, we did. Everybody settle down. It is already a good day for Carrington basketball. It can turn into a great day with the win here tonight. So Carrington 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago? No. It was in 2016-17. They started the year with 14 straight wins. This has not been that hot of a start, but it is a four-game winning streak, then a loss, and now a five-game winning streak. A chance to make it six tonight before they dive back into region play on Tuesday at Four Winds Minnewaukan. For Lisbon, this is a story that is not meant to be excuses for Lisbon. They are a Class A school, quote-unquote, playing in the wrong region, in the wrong classification, to be able to compete. Region 1 is too tough. We found out just how tough earlier today. More on that in just a little while. If you put this team in District 1 of Class B, they'd pretty much be exactly like Oaks, a top 4 team. But in Class A, it does not happen. Kara Tui has taken over for Coach Barb Sweet this year. Barb's still on staff. She's coaching the younger, the C kids. But this is a program that desperately needs realignment. Realignment will not come tonight. Carrington still without the services of Mara Kutz. Again, you never want to be disrespectful to a basketball game, but will it matter tonight? We don't know. This is not a very big Lisbon team coming in. The Cardinals are 9-1. The Broncos are 2-7. To further my point about they would be a good Class B team, they won the Wooden Goat game over Enderlin and did so comfortably. They blew out Ellendale, two Class B opponents. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we will tell you about a stunner earlier today in girls basketball in Class A. We'll do that when Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in North Dakota at highschoolofficials.com.
I'm Berkeley Thompson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinals and Lisbon Broncos coming up from Carrington a short time from now. Now, as we take a look at what else has gone on today, let's just start with the Carrington boys because they are 7-3 halfway through the season. They trailed early, but once they got their legs, which you can understand them not having their legs after just a marvelous basketball game 24 hours ago. Once they got their legs about them, they pulled away from the Napoleon Gackle Streeter Imperials 68-51 for Jason Otto's team earlier today. They will host Griggs Mid-Cota Monday night. Kyle Hewitt will have the call of that one. Now, what has gone on in North Dakota today? Well, Valley City blew out Rugby 60-33 at the Devil's Lake Shootout. Turtle Mountain blew out Shiloh Christian 74-47. And Kindred beat Devil's Lake. On Devil's Lake's home floor, Kindred 60, Devil's Lake 54. I would love to know if Layla Eisenshank is back from the ruptured ACL she suffered in the third place game of the Region 1 tournament last year, because that seems to me like a result that might mean that Layla Eisenshank is back for Sam Brandt's team. But congratulations to Kindred. They knocked Devil's Lake from the ranks of the undefeated. Devil's Lake was ranked number 2. A week ago, they barely at the buzzer beat Valley City. Carrington gave them a good game for a half. I'm not saying Devil's Lake isn't fantastic. I'm saying they're gettable, and they still have to come to this building and play in early February. Elsewhere, South Prairie Max is going to beat Glenburn. Warwick continues to have a really bad season. They lost to Hillsborough Central Valley in girls basketball 72-4. Today they lost to the Nelson County JV 91-8. It's been a rough go for Warwick this season. There are also games going on tomorrow at that Devil's Lake Shootout. Devil's Lake will play Watford City. A look at the standings within the region. Of course, this is not a region game, but just for the purposes of keeping you updated, the region standings look this way. Devil's Lake is 2-0, Carrington 4-1, Thompson 2-1, but keep in mind, Carrington hold the tiebreaker, and Thompson is here on February 6th for a big one. Then you've got Grafton 1-2, Hillsborough Central Valley and 4 Winds Minnewaukan are winless. Carrington plays at 4 Winds Minnewaukan on Tuesday, so we will see what that looks like coming up. The head coach of the Carrington Cardinals is Andy Broughton, and he will join us when we come back. Carrington and Lisbon coming up shortly when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Cardinals and Broncos coming up in just a little while. We're joined by Carrington head coach Andy Broughton. And coach, here's an opportunity to stay sharp before another region game on Tuesday. And certainly you do want to be sharp tonight.
Yeah, we want to get after it defensively. We're going to throw a little different pressure at them and see if we can adjust pretty well to that. But other than that, you're right. You want to reduce the turnovers. You know, the other night we had 9 turnovers. If we continue to do that, we'll play in most games.
You look at something that you mentioned in postgame the other night. Pick and roll is such an important part of basketball in 2025. You have a lot of versatile players. That's why you're able to switch, cause a little mayhem. Is versatility, because of how prevalent pick and roll is versatility as important as it has ever been in this sport defensively?
Well, anytime you have players that can play more than one position, it gives them more opportunity to play. And just from the player's perspective, if I can guard a 1 and I can guard a 4, you know, you give coach a lot of options. And so I think that's the big key about versatility is, for the player's standpoint, they get to play if they can guard people.
First game without Mara on Tuesday, Bryn steps in. How did you like the rotation? It seemed like everyone just kind of picked up where they left off the previous week.
You know, in our practices, you know, we mix it up quite a bit. So they're used to playing with each other and, you know, they've had chemistry. Bryn's been playing with these seniors for 7-8 years, so they know how to play off each other and know where each other's at. And so that chemistry was good. And of course, you know, we take Mara out and, you know, you lose a little of that post defense that she brings to the table. But, you know, hopefully everybody else gets an opportunity to improve their skills, gets a few more minutes out on the court, and good opportunity for other kids.
Before we talk about Lisbon, let's talk about some of those other kids. Your sub-varsity going through what's been a pretty good season, both your B and, when they've been able to play, your C teams. What have you liked from those groups so far?
Well, they're getting court time. To kind of repeat it, the same thing, you know, our 3 8th graders that joined us after Christmas, they're just getting used to the speed of the C squad and the speed of practice, and they're a little bit bewildered at times, but every day they get a little more comfortable, and that's the growth you like to see. And they're super coachable, and like all these kids are, and they seek to improve, and they want to show coach what we can do.
Tonight it is Lisbon. This is a program that's probably competing better against Class B teams than Class A teams. They're in a tough region. It's a tough draw for them, but they do still have Coach Sweet's daughter, and the moment she crosses half court, she's in range. She can shoot from anywhere.
Yeah, they got some shooters. They're not real big, so hopefully you know, the pressure we throw at them can disturb them, and we can get some deflections and get some easy steals on our end. But you know, watching the tape, you know, they took care of Allendale and Enderlin, and we have to be prepared to attack the rim. I think if we can attack the rim and get them on the bounce a little bit, and plus, like you said, guard their shooters, we'll be in good shape.
You look at this game, is this one of those where you try to get a nice lead and then you maybe see different combinations that you get to see in practice and not always in a game?
I really don't really go into a game that way. You got to play it every one possession at a time, and can't really plan ahead that way. It's such a dynamic game, and you know, games you might expect some things to happen, they don't.
Well, that's very true. So, Coach, good luck tonight. Have some fun. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Thanks, BJ.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, our guest, will have the Bessemp Motors starting lineup and the opening tip next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
Our national anthem tonight here in Carrington. It is time for our Bessemp Motors starting lineups. Bessemp Motors came in a little hot. Bessemp Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bessemp Motors, where our customers send their friends. First for the visitors, the Lisbon Broncos. They start at a guard, a 5'4 senior, Brea Sweep. At another guard, a 5'6 sophomore, Bryn Wiltsey. The third guard is 5'6 junior, Riot Workman. The fourth guard is 5'4 sophomore, Brinley Differding. And the forward is 5'7 sophomore, Cameron Hoff. The head coach is Kara Tui in her first year, assisted by Elizabeth Hulbert and Barb Sweet. And the starting lineups, I should say, for the Carrington Cardinals. At one guard, a 5'8 freshman, Mara Johnson. At another guard, a 5'7 senior, Isabel Wendell. The third guard tonight is 5'6 senior, Bryn Smith. The forwards are 5'9 senior, Cadence Van Ray, and 5'9 senior, Eden Hornet. The head coach is Andy Broughton, assisted by Mara Nelson and Dave Johnson. The Cardinals are wearing the Cardinal red numbers and letters on a white top with Cardinal red trim. Lisbon in their red tops with gold numbers outlined in white and white letters outlined in gold. Lisbon will move from left to right across your radio dial and internet stream. Carrington from right to left. Happy to have you with us, whether it's locally on KDAK, FM 100.1, AM 1600, the Cardinal, on the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, or by asking your smart speaker to play KDAK, the Cardinal. We're sure happy to have you with us tonight. Carrington looking to go to 10-1 on the year as they get ready to go to Four Winds, Minnewaukan on Tuesday. Our next broadcast is actually tomorrow at 11 a.m. as the Carrington boys wrestlers take part in the Central Cast Tournament. And Dennis Freeman will have the call of that for you. A big shout out to Tate Wolski, who's our videographer tonight. They tell me that, much like in fantasy football, it was his punishment for fouling out earlier today. That gets a big laugh from Tate. One of the best characters and one of the best guys in the school, for sure. The center jump is Cameron Hoff and Cadence Van Ray, and the Carrington Cardinals control it, moving right to left. On the right wing corner, it's Bryn Smith. To Isabel Wendell. Dribbling head of the circle. Against this 1v1 defense. And a pass behind Van Ray goes out of bounds. It'll go to Lisbon. They'll have their opening possession. Scoreless game, 16 seconds in. Carrington in a 1-1-2-1 zone press. They throw it into the middle. It's picked off, and Isabel Wendell lays it up and in. 2-0 Carrington. Again, the press. And they do make a change. Jada Kunze is starting for Lisbon instead of Wiltsey. Or no, instead of Wertman. Pardon me. On the left side, a step-back jumper is blocked by Eden Hornet, and a foul is called on Brindley Differding. It was blocked by Eden, and Carrington will have it leading 2-0, 51 seconds in, bank forward scoreboard. Here is Mara Johnson against a 3-2 zone, almost an inverted 2-1-2. Eden Hornet to a cutting Wendell, kick out, three, Smith skips it over the rim. Rebound, deflected out of bounds. It stays here, deflected out by Bryn Wiltsey. 2-0 Cardinals have it and the lead. And it comes deep to Mara Johnson, who dribbles left, kicks it out. Eden Hornet, a triple, short, rebounded by Kunze. And now Lisbon from left to right across the timeline. Driving in all the way is Differding, and she is fouled on the floor by Isabel Wendell, her first. So a baseline inbound for the Lisbon Broncos. They come in 2-7, a deep inbound, picked off by Bryn Smith, but then it falls to Differding, and then it gets deflected again and goes out of bounds. It'll go the other way off of Bryn Wiltsey. The length already of Carrington affecting this game a minute and a half in. Mara Johnson across the 10-second line. Dribbles with the right hand, goes to a cutting Van Ray, who gets inside and gets blocked. Rebound Kunze. Here come the Broncos, down 2-0. On the right side, Brea Sweet, extra pass, layup goes down. Cameron Hoff ties the game at 2. Isabel Wendell, left side, Mara Johnson. Dribbles with the right hand around an Eden Hornet screen. Tries to find Wendell, it's knocked out of bounds. A clap of approval from Coach Karatui for the Broncos. Mara Johnson, left side to Bryn Smith against a 2-3 zone. Up top, Hornet, skip it, right side, Wendell, open three, splash. Carrington take a 5-2 lead as Isabel Wendell has all five, and then they nearly get a steal. It's knocked out of bounds. Now against the press. Differding crosses over, goes left, walks into a trap. Look out, they do break the press. Right side, Kunze. Up top, Differding. Dribbles left, fires from the elbow, a little long. Rebound Eden Hornet for Carrington. Hornet down the left side of the floor, skips it right side. It's Wendell finding Mara Johnson, left wing Van Ray. Thought about a three, thinks about it again, drives baseline on Kunze. Wrap around, feed Wendell, kick out. Bryn Smith, three, long. Rebound backside, Mara Johnson. Wide open Eden Hornet, three, yes. Carrington's second three of the early going, and it is 8-2. Differding, left side Kunze. Her dad, the boys' coach, and they're having a very good year, by the way. Driving left is Hoff. Gives it up top to Wiltsey. Sweet, into the corner. Wiltsey has it, drives in, puts up a runner. No, but she's fouled, and she'll shoot two. Bryn Wiltsey fouled by, looks like maybe Mara Johnson. No, it's Eden Hornet, her first. So free throws here for Bryn Wiltsey. The first one is short. 4:30 to go, first quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard, 8-2 Carrington. The lefty's second free throw is nothing but net, tickles the twine, 8-3. At the other end, Bryn Smith gets inside, kicks it out. Mara Johnson, a triple, wide right. Rebound, Van Ray from the elbow, she hits. Well, that almost ends up working out like a pass from Mara Johnson to Cadence Van Ray. It's 10-3. Down the right side, Brea Sweet skips it left side, in the post, and a travel, a turnover. 10-3 Carrington, Kennedy Pasternak in, Harper Coleman in. For Lisbon, here is Riot Workman. Carrington 10, Lisbon 3, halfway through the opening quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard. It's Isabel Wendell, dribbling left, wraparound feed, Harper Coleman thinks about a three, doesn't take it, finds Pasternak, she wanted a give and go, it's picked off by Cameron Hoff. At the other end, a steal by Harper Coleman, and then she's fouled. And she is fouled by Brindley Differding. No, by Cameron Hoff, her first. 10-3 Cardinals. And here they come with a basketball against this zone look. On the left side, Pasternak thinks about it, doesn't take it. Wendell dumps it into the middle. Van Ray, kick out. Mara Johnson from the baseline, long. Offensive rebound, Pasternak finds Harper Coleman. Back to Pasternak for three. Yes! Kennedy Pasternak buries the triple, and Carrington leads 13-3. They've already hit three threes and a steal. Isabel Wendell gets inside and gets fouled by Differding. Her second. And in for the first time, Carly Mayers for the Broncos, 5'8 junior forward. Carrington counters with Eden Hornet returning, and Jada Kunze comes back for Brindley Differding. Skip it to the corner, wide open three, Mara Johnson. That's long, rebound Johnson. Gets it outside to Harper Coleman. Eden Hornet, left side, another three for Pasternak. Banks it in. She's got six. Carrington's lead is 16-3. On the near side, Workman dribbles back towards the middle. Now stops, goes right side, gets it back to Riot Workman. Thought about a three, did not take it. 2:40 to go, first quarter, 16-3 Carrington. And a near steal. It's out of bounds on Isabel Wendell. Into the middle, they go immediately to Hoff. Left side, Workman. Fires a deep three and buries it. Riot Workman with the three. It's 16-6. At the other end, Bryn Smith to Wendell. Skip it left side. Pasternak yet again. Yes, again. Oh, my goodness. Kennedy Pasternak with three consecutive threes. It's 19-6. And Harper Coleman gets a steal. At the other end, Bryn Smith lays it in and draws the foul. On Cameron Hoff, a chance at a three-point play. Carrington have already hit five triples. Smith a chance to complete the three-point play. It's on the way. It's long. Rebound comes down to Kunze. She picks up her dribble in a tough spot, but gets it to Wiltsey. Now into the middle for Workman. Back to Wiltsey, left side, guarded by Harper Coleman. Kick out, Workman, another high arcing three. That one short, rebounded by Eden Hornet. Here comes Carrington. Hornet wanted Pasternak. It's saved in, but back to Carrington by Lisbon. On the left side, a Bryn Smith three. A little short rebound. Harper Coleman to a cutting Eden Hornet, who buries the jumper, 23-6. And a Dakota Central timeout is called by the Lisbon Broncos. 1:33 to go, opening quarter. Carrington by 17. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
I'm Coach Dave Johnson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
You'll remember that the Carrington girls talk a lot about Coach Johnson wanting to see the three-point shot. Oh, he's loving this first quarter. Carrington's already hit five of them. Cardinal Basketball all season brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal questions. 652-3400. At the other end, a two-on-one, and the ball's kicked by Cadence Van Ray. 23-6, final 87 seconds of the first quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Conzita throw it in. Nearly picked off by Bryn Smith. It goes out of bounds. Wertman helps her up. 1:25 to go, opening quarter. Carrington by 17. And a steal. Bryn Smith will go in, lay it up, and get fouled by Wertman. She'll shoot two. Riot picks up her first, and Bryn Smith will go back to the charity stripe. Bryn takes a few dribbles. The senior fires and misses wide right. 23-6 Carrington. Second one. Rattles out, and the rebound comes down to Lisbon's Carly Mayers. At the other end, a two-on-one off the press break and a little runner off the glass doesn't go. Rebound Mara Johnson. Good effort by Wiltsy, just couldn't finish it. Mara in the final 60 seconds of the quarter. Eden Hornet up top, Van Ray. She'll think about it but not take it. Now take two dribbles in, find Bryn Smith, and post up. Van Ray, kick out. A long jumper for Harper Coleman goes. It's a two, and it's 25-6. Down the middle, it's Riot Wertman against Bryn Smith, spinning into the lane, hesitates, fires a deep three, short, rebound, goes out of bounds. It'll go. No, it didn't go out of bounds. It was saved on the sideline, I beg your pardon, by Mayers. And now Eden Hornet gets a steal. Eden all the way the other way. Eden with the right hand gets fouled before she could shoot it. She'll shoot two free throws on the second Riot Wertman foul. All right, look, this is a game where you're picky. Carrington is 0 for 3 from the free throw line. They went 5 of 21 a week ago at Hillsboro Central Valley. The free throw for Hornet, and they're 0 for 4. Long. This is a game where you're extremely picky about this sort of thing. Extremely picky as a coach. The second one, long. Rebound, Mara Johnson. Harper Coleman fakes a three and gives to Bryn Smith. Bryn to Mara Johnson, who was left alone. She doesn't take it. Carrington can hold for the final shot of the quarter. Now with 10 seconds, Eden Hornet. Hands it to Mara Johnson, who stops and then gets tied up. And it goes the other way. Lisbon will have the final possession of the quarter, we think. 25-6 Carrington. They throw the ball into Riot Wertman. Back to Kunze with three, with two. Floated pass in the middle, and Wertman from 38 feet almost got it to go. And so we have reached the end of the first quarter with the score. The Carrington Cardinals 25 and the Lisbon Broncos 6. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere, the ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
I'm Dorina Bondarenko, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals lead by 19 after one. They have the basketball to start the second quarter. Mara Johnson with her bright pink shoes hands it to Eden Hornet. Left side, Bryn Smith wants Hornet in the post. She gathers, lays it up, missed it, got her own miss, and banked it in. Carrington 27-6. And Eden has five. Now against the pressure, Brea Sweet. Into the front court, goes right side. A post entry is picked up by Wiltsy. She loses out. It falls to Sweet. Left side now for Mayers. Up top, it's Mara Kemple into the game for the first time. Brea Sweet has it against Mara Johnson. You cannot back off of Brea Sweet. She will shoot that. Driving left is Kemple. In the lane, blocked, out of bounds. Brea Sweet hit a 38-foot three against Wahpeton last year on the road at the end of the third quarter. If she crosses half court, she's in range. Aniston Hornet in the game for the first time, the freshman. A little runner on the interior is missed by Wiltsy. Rebound Mara Johnson. Here she comes. Mara skips it. Right side, Wendell down to Van Ray. Kick out, Wendell, three. Banked it in. 30-6, Carrington. Wendell with eight. Here's Brea Sweet down the right side. Sweet will hand it off to Kemple. On the left side, Wiltsy. Basket cut, picked off. Cadence Van Ray takes off to the other end, and Cadence will lay it up and in with the left hand from the left side. She's got four, 32-6. Brea Sweet against Mara Johnson. Brea hands it off to Wiltsy against Isabel Wendell. On the left side, Jada Kunze. Bounces a ball, right side, Wiltsy drives in, puts up a runner and banks it too strong. Rebound, put back, no, and Pasternak takes it down and gets fouled. 6:03 to go, second quarter, bank forward scoreboard. And the foul is on Lisbon's Mara Kemple, her first. Carrington by 26. Probably going to have a running clock in the second half at this rate. We'll see. On the left side, Wendell to Pasternak straight away. Right side, Mara Johnson. Up top for Wendell, who drives and kicks to Aniston Hornet for three. Skips it over the rim. Backside rebound, Pasternak. Kennedy holds, goes left side to Wendell, who drives the lane. Wendell stops, leaves for Van Ray. She gets inside and can't finish but is fouled. Into the game, Laylee Dick is in for the first time. The third foul on Riot Wertman. That hurts a little bit for Lisbon. They did not call it on Wertman, but on Wiltsy, her first. Free throws for Van Ray, and Carrington still haven't hit one. They are 0 for 6 at the free throw line. Second one for the senior. There we go. Tickles the twine, 33-6. It's so weird because against Dickinson Trinity, they were 12 for 12. Makes no sense. Brea Sweet, right side. Kunze up top. They go left wing to Sweet. At the head of the key, Laylee Dick gives it right side to Kunze. Up top, Sweet fires a deep three. That's in her range. She misses. Rebound, Mara Johnson. Mara the other way for Carrington, down by, or Carrington up by 27. They want to post up with Aniston Hornet. Not there. Right side. Johnson down to Aniston Hornet, who spins, fires, and can't hit. Rebound on the backside by Kimple. She almost had it taken away and instead got fouled by Hornet. Aniston's first. 33-6 Carrington. And back in comes Riot Wertman and also Carly Mayers. Carrington has already called the dogs off on the press. So into the front court comes Lisbon. On the left side, Wertman. Ball fakes, steps into another deep three and buries it. She can really shoot it. She's got six. It's 33-9. Carrington getting ready to return three players to the game. Wendell dribbles with the left hand, finds Kennedy Pasternak. Left side, Mara Johnson, guarded by Wertman in this 1v1. Johnson kicks to Aniston Hornet, back to Mara Johnson, 12 to shoot. Down it goes to Wendell, and she lays it in. Isabel Wendell with 10, 35-9 Carrington. Wertman steps back, now tries to go past Hornet, instead gives it up for the three that's long. Rebound, Isabel Wendell. The three was taken by Kimble. At the other end, bounced in to cutting Mara Johnson, who's too strong with it. Rebound, Wiltsey. Wiltsey the other way for the Broncos. On the left side, Mayers looks for the basket cut, and a held ball will keep it at this end. In Eden Hornet, in Harper Coleman, in Bryn Smith. They will join Aniston Hornet and Isabel Wendell. Riot Wertman gets loose for three and buries another one. She's got 9 of the 12. It's 35-12. Inside, Eden Hornet can't finish. She gets her own miss and a held ball keeps it at this end now. 35-12 with 3:10 to go. Second quarter bank forward scoreboard in Carrington basketball brought to you in part by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. A basket cutting Eden Hornet lays it up and in. Off the pass from her sister, Eden has 7. It's 37-12. Riot Wertman, guarded by Aniston Hornet, she carried a turnover. 37-12 Carrington. Late stages, second quarter. Isabel Wendell. Okay. Right hand dribble gives to Eden Hornet. Drives right. Hornet gets bumped. Lost the ball, retrieves it. Finds Bryn Smith at the top of the circle. Down to cutting Harper Coleman, and she'll lay it up and in. Harper Coleman with 4, 39-12. Riot Wertman, right side, Mayers. Up top, it's Kimple. Back for Mayers, right side. Wertman at 29 feet. Left side, Kimple. Dick has it at the top of the circle against Smith. Right side, Wertman. Wertman with 8 to shoot. Lost the basketball momentarily. 4 to shoot. Dick gives it. Wertman has to hoist. And it's too strong, and it's a shot clock violation. 39-12 Carrington. Cadence Van Ray back in. For Lisbon, they'll bring back Brindley Differty. Carrington by 27. Coming up at the half, we'll have stats, a look back at the guys' game, and get you ready for the second half. It's Eden Hornet. Ball fakes, dribbles right, goes left side towards Bryn Smith. It deflects and is taken in by Lisbon, and a held ball will send it with the Broncos. Bryant Wertman will now have Bryn Smith on her as Aniston Hornet checked out for Van Ray. On the right side, Mayers. Straight away, Differding gets downhill and lays it up too strong. Rebound, Cadence Van Ray. Here comes Harper Coleman. Left side, Bryn Smith left alone for three. Spins it off. Went around twice and didn't fall. Rebound, Wertman. And Wertman is fouled by Bryn Smith, her first. And 106 to play in the first half. I can't believe that shot didn't go down. Spun all the way around twice and popped out. Wertman against Smith across the big Cardinal logo in the center of the court. She dribbles around a Brindley Differding screen, try to pick and roll, picked off by Harper Coleman. 50 seconds left, first half. Harper to Isabel Wendell, dribbles with the right hand. Wendell holds as the Cardinals get ready to perform at halftime. A cutting Eden Hornet has nobody near her for the layup, and it's 41-12. She's got nine. 2 second difference between the clocks. Differding drives and is fouled on the floor by either Coleman or by Hornet. And the foul is called on Carrington's Harper Coleman, her first. Off the inbound, the layup spins off the rim for Wiltsey, who then commits her second foul. There's no free throws, but the shot clock is off. 41-12, Carrington. Isabel Wendell holding for the final shot. Eden Hornet dribbles right, spins back left, and gives back to Wendell. 10 to shoot now for Carrington. Wendell dribbles with the left hand, gives to Van Ray. Bounce pass picked up by Wiltsey with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Wiltsey at the buzzer, wide left on a three, and that's how the first half ends. With the score, Carrington 41, Lisbon 12. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns, plus we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
I'm Isabel Wendell, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDIK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals by 29 at the main break, 41-12. Welcome in to the long timeout here in the game. All timeouts brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com. Carrington being led by 10 points from Isabel Wendell, 9 each from Eden Hornet and Kennedy Pasternak, 5 points for Cadence Van Ray, 4 for Harper Coleman, and 2 for Bryn Smith. For Lisbon, 3 triples for Riot Workman. She's got 9, 2 points for Cameron Hoff, and a point for Bryn Wiltsey. Believe it or not, there was a tie, 2-2. No lead changes, and Carrington currently hold their biggest lead of the ballgame. 41-12, we'll come back and talk about how the guys did. Spoiler alert, you're going to like hearing it when Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at Bremer.com.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Bond, Dr. Freilich, and Dr. Jangula, three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
I'm Coach Mara Nelson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals on their way to their 10th win of the year. They lead 41-12 at the break. Hey, earlier today, the Carrington boys get 21 points from Josh Bickett. They get 14 points from a young man that has clearly found himself in Alec Threadgold. They get 14 from Taylen Merring. They pull away after some tick-for-tack early. They beat Napoleon Gackle-Streeter 68-51. They're 7-3. That's a heck of a first half of the season for Coach Otto's boys. They're back in action Monday night at home, taking on a Griggs-Midcota team that will be out for revenge after Carrington's already beaten them once. 7 o'clock airtime right here on the Cardinal, or right after the Carrington Coaches Show. We'll take one more break when we come back. Second half action, Carrington 41, Lisbon 12. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Rob Kuhneman of Fargo, a current Big Ten, Summit League, and Mid-American Conference basketball official. Why officiate? Some officiate to give back to the sport that gave so much to them when they were growing up. Some officiate to be a role model for aspiring officials. Others officiate to make a difference. You can be an official. Call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activity Association at 701-845-3953 to learn more.
A message from the NDHSAA and this radio station.
I'm Eden Hornet, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Just about ready for second half action as Carrington lead 41-12 over Lisbon. Well on their way to a 10-1 start. Tate and I were discussing, this is one of those tricky games for a coach. Your decisions are not the typical decisions. They are, how long do I leave my starters in there? When do I get players like Sienna Top and Sophie Spitzer and players like that, Josie Coleman, into the game? Different sort of game here tonight for Coach Braun. We know how the half's going to start, and that's with Carrington in possession. That's all we know right now. Or I'm sorry, wait. It is Carrington ball, right? Yes, it is. Okay. I was going to say, wait a minute now. We are underway. Starters at least at the beginning of the third. Right side, Eden Hornet. Goes left wing. Bryn Smith gets bumped. And that's the third on Bryn Wiltsey. First team foul of the second half. 8 seconds into it. They'll throw the ball in. Tamara Johnson will Bryn Smith. Johnson dribbles with the right hand. Gives to Eden Hornet. Left wing, Smith. Wendell, down to Hornet, lays it up, missed it. Rebound, Van Ray. She will lose it out of bounds off of Jada Kunze. Stays here, 41-12 Carrington. Van Ray finds Hornet, who lays it too strong. Rebound, Kunze. Here comes Brindley Dipperding. Dipperding with a right side pass to Brea Sweet. Into the corner, Wiltsey. Up top, driving Dipperding, stops, spins, fires a pass picked up by Mara Johnson. On the left sideline, Mara across the 10-second line, dribbles with the right hand, gives to Eden Hornet. Eden ball fakes once, dribbles left, finds Wendell into the corner. Mara Johnson. Up top for Wendell again. Isabel finds Eden Hornet right side. 15 to shoot. A three is going to skip over the rim. Rebound Dipperding. Eden Hornet just rised and fired right there. At the other end, putting it up and putting it in. Nicely done by Bryn Wiltsey. She's got three. It's 41-14. At the other end, Mara Johnson. Up top, Eden Hornet gets by one, leaves it right side. Van Ray's jumper is short. Rebound and a foul on Bryn Smith is her second. Kind of an ice cold start to the second half for Carrington. That will not help you get reserves into the lineup. Brindley Differding against a 1v1. No. That is not a 1v1. It's a 1-3-1 zone and a steal, and Van Ray all the way the other way to lay it home. Cadence Van Ray with seven. It's 43-14. Carrington backs their way into a zone and another steal. Bryn Smith up ahead. It's Hornet. Eden stops. Kicks it to Cutting Wendell, who can't hit the layup. Rebound Woltze. Here comes Lisbon, down by 29. All the way Differding puts it up too strong. Rebound Mara Johnson. Mara has Bryn Smith ahead, but does not make the pass. Now nobody's covered the ball. Wow, Mara passed it to Bryn Smith. Here's Wendell. Right side, Hornet. To Cutting Van Ray, who lays it up and in, and Carrington leads by 31. 45-14, Cardinals. Well on their way to 10-1. On the left side, Brea Sweet thought about a three, didn't take it. Differding drives right, little runner out of bounds. It will stay here. It was blocked. Back in comes Riot Wordman. Back in comes Carly Mayers, and Alexis Fleck is in for the first time. Brea Sweet drives right, little one-handed runner, and she is fouled. Brea will shoot two on the foul by Mara Johnson, her first. Brea did not score in the first half. She does here in the second half, 45-15. Second one, also good. 45-16, Brea Sweet is on the board. At the other end, Van Ray drives in, stops, pops, and drops off the window. 47-16, and Van Ray has all six this quarter. Wertman, guarded by Bryn Smith. Right side, Differding gets inside and throws it out of bounds. A turnover with 4:39 to play in the third, and Carrington up by 31. Mara Johnson on the left side. Wendell wants the basket, cut, not there. So Van Ray and Mara Johnson on the right side. Up top, Bryn Smith thought about a three. Now takes a three and misses wide left. Rebound Differding. Comes Brindley Differding for Lisbon. On the right side, Riot Wertman loose for another three. That one doesn't fall. Rebound Mara Johnson. She got loose despite hitting three of them in the first half. What a nice job at the beginning of that fast break, but then the pass off the hand of Van Ray and out of bounds. Kennedy Pasternak back in. So is Harper Coleman. They go with Eden Hornet, Mara Johnson, and Isabel Wendell. Carrington by 31. On the right side, Wertman gets trapped. Finds Differding. Right side, a three. Short offensive rebound. Put back short for Wertman. Taken out of there by Harper Coleman. Here she comes down the center of the floor. Coleman kick. Left side, Johnson stops and finds Isabel Wendell. Right side, Hornet. Eden stops and gives to Pasternak. Kennedy to Cutting Mara Johnson, who fires too strong. Rebound Brindley Differding for the Broncos. And here they come from right to left, down 47-16, third quarter, 3:15 to go in it on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Up top, Differding. Her pass deflected and stolen by Pasternak. Left side, Harper Coleman drives, bounces it in, Eden Hornet. that is how you execute a bounce pass. And Eden Hornet has her 11th point of the game, 49-16. Hortman on the right side against this zone. Dribbles and dribbles and dribbles. Now picks it up, goes up top for Mares. Left side, Brea Sweet into the corner, Differting. Post up for Fleck to get inside and miss wide right. Rebound Harper Coleman. Here she comes. Harper down the left side. Finds Eden Hornet, who stops, pops, and drops from 17. 51-16, Carrington. As Hornet has 13, and a Dakota Central timeout is called by Lisbon. We'll take it as well. Carrington by 35. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
I'm Andy Broughton, head coach of the Carrington Cardinals, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinal basketball all season brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Cardinals by 35. Lisbon with the ball out of the timeout with Riot Wertman. 2:10 to play, third quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Wertman holds, goes right side to Wiltsy. Gets trapped. Wiltsy gets baseline. Inside, thrown up, missed wide right. Rebound, Sienna Tom into the game for the first time. There is only one starter out there. That's Mara Johnson. Top goes left side. Mara Johnson. Down to Aniston Hornet, who spins into the middle, puts it up, missed it to the left, and a rebound for Lisbon's Mara Kemple. Here they come the other way. Carly Mares up top for Hawk. Left side, it's Wiltsy. Hawk again. Skips it, left wing. Again, it's Wiltsy. On the right side, Wertman. Ryan Wertman thought about a three, now takes a deep three, and that's long and taken in by Aniston Hornet in the final 70 seconds of the third quarter. It's 51-16. At the other end, Sienna top right wing corner to cutting Mara Johnson, who lays it up and in. Mara's first points of the game. It's 53-16. Right side, Wertman. 50 seconds, third quarter. Wertman has it nearly taken away, and now on the baseline, she gets it back, and it's taken away by Sienna Top. There's a 5-second difference in the clocks here. Sienna Top is the only junior on the roster. She gives it left side to Mara Johnson, then gets it back at 38 feet. Pasternak. Sienna top, head of the key. 15 to shoot, 20 in the quarter. Mara Johnson. Right side, Pasternak. Dribbles with the right hand, finds top. Top fires a little long. Rebound deflects to Sienna. 4 seconds in the quarter, she fires long. Rebound, Pasternak. 1 second, Harper Coleman can't get it. And that's the third quarter with the score. Carrington 53 and Lisbon 16. Cardinal basketball will continue in a moment.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
Carrington Sports. fans. Want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
I'm Josie Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Fourth quarter coming up. Carrington by 37. We have a running clock in the fourth quarter. It will not stop. Well, that's not true. It will rarely stop. Josie Coleman is in. Sienna Top, Kennedy Pasternak, Bryn Smith, and Aniston Hornet for Carrington. On the right side, driving in, Wiltsey throws it up. Wide right, rebound Smith. And here comes Bryn, whose ponytail got tinkered with on that rebound. Pasternak up top, it's Josie Coleman. Left wing towards Bryn Smith, 20 to shoot. Bryn gives to Pasternak. Kennedy down to Hornet, kick out. A top three is short, and it's batted out of bounds. It stays here, 7-10 and counting fourth quarter. 53-16 Cardinals. Pasternak triggers in, but it's stolen by Brindley Differting. And up ahead, Wiltsey against Josie Coleman gets inside. No, but a foul on Josie. It's her first. And Wiltsey shoots two. First one goes in for Wiltsey, 53-17, her fourth point of the game. And now Harper Coleman is in, as is Sophie Spitzer. The free throw rolls around and falls. It's 53-18 and 5 points for Bryn Wiltsey. Josie Coleman. Dribbling right, stops, gives it down low. Sophie Spitzer spins, puts it up, missed it short. Rebound, Spitzer, kick out to top. She'll stop and go left side. Bryn Smith's jumper goes in. And Carrington's lead is 55-18. Bryn has four. Dick on the right side, straight away Wiltsey. Fakes a handoff, goes left side to Kunze. On the right side, it's Dick with a three, and it skips over the rim. Rebound, Josie Coleman. Josie, the younger sister of Harper, younger cousin, of Harper. There's a lot of family ties in this town, you gotta understand. Up top, Sophie Spitzer. To a cutting Bryn Smith, who gets inside and gets fouled. In fact, I told Sadie Lura that her cousin had helped with the broadcast earlier today, and her response was, which one? It was Jaden. Lisbon empties the bench, 5 for 5. Maylee Welton and Ava Adair are the only ones that have not come in yet for Lisbon. 5 minutes left, Carrington by 37. Off the inbound, Sienna Top rolls it home. 57-18. And this is not meant in a disrespectful way at all, but Carrington has done what they came in to do. On the right side, Mayers tries to drive. Pasternak knocks it out of bounds. That is not meant to be disrespectful. It's just this is what Carrington needed to do. Come in, take care of business, leave, in that order. But before any of us leave, we'll have a post-game report. Nearly over and back, but picked off by Sophie Spitzer. And then she has her pass stolen. Wertman up ahead left side to Hoff. And Hoff has it taken away by Sienna Top. Josie Coleman up ahead. Josie with the right-handed layup that goes in. 59-18. Josie's first basket. Dribbling with the left hand is Mayers. On the left wing, a three by Wertman. Splash. Ryan Wertman with 12 on four triples. It's 59-21. Josie Coleman. Left hand dribble leads for Sienna Top on the right side to Harper Coleman. Down to Pasternak. She'll lay it in. Kennedy with 11. We're going to try to talk to her in postgame. It's 61-21. Season high in points for Kennedy. Post entry, spinning jumper doesn't go. Rebound Spitzer, foul on Alexis Fleck. We'll have Coach Broughton or a member of the staff. Sometimes he'll send an assistant over. And we'll talk to Kennedy Pasternak after these next 3 minutes on the Bank Forward scoreboard with Carrington up by 40. It'll be a 5-for-5 sub for Lisbon. On the right side, another three for Pasternak. A little long this time. Rebounded by Fleck. Under three to play. Aniston Hornet's going to check back in for Carrington. Dribbling right, Brea Sweet. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay here. 5-for-5 Lisbon, and Aniston Hornet is in for Kennedy Pasternak. What a nice game for Kennedy. Three triples, 11 points for the senior. Kunze looking, throws to the left side for Wiltsy. Laylee Dick has it, and it's picked off. Aniston Hornet to the other end will spin, find Sienna Top, who lays it up too short, got her own miss. Kick out, Josie Coleman back to Top. Left side, Harper Coleman, a triple short and taken in by Differting. Under two to play here in Carrington. Cardinals are going to 10-1. It'll be a big game Tuesday. Wide open basket cutter is Kemple. She scores and draws the foul. Kemple a chance at a three-point play. On the Carrington foul called on Aniston Hornet. Her second. 61-23, and now into the lineup, Maylee Welton with 1:36 to play. Chance at a three-point play for Kemple. It's on the way. It is going to rattle off. Rebound to Sophie Spitzer. Aniston Hornet right side. Dribbles with the left hand. Gets a high screen from Spitzer. Aniston. Spins, finds Sophie on the second block. Spins, fires, short. Rebound, Kunze. Up ahead, numbers, and a run-out layup for Wiltsy. She's got 7, 61-25, and Carrington is called for carrying the ball inbounds. I'm pretty sure Andy Broughton just asked, do we have to call that at this stage of the game? I don't think she had the ball yet either, by the way. Off the inbound, Differting lays it in. Brinley Differting's first basket, 61-27. Aniston Hornet in the final minute, 61-27. Annie goes to the elbow for Spitzer. On the right side, Josie Coleman works her way in. Find Spitzer for an open three, short. Offensive rebound, Harper missed it, got it back again and got fouled. Harper will shoot two, that will set the final score. Foul is called on Brindley Differting, her fourth. So Harper's free throws to set the final score and the first one's no good. One for eight from the free throw line. Make it 2 for 9. That is what will set the final count at 62-27, Carrington. Aniston Hornet gets a steal, gives to Josie Coleman. They will not shoot. Carrington wins 62-27. Post game next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassetteMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
I'm Bryn Smith, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
A 62-27 win over Lisbon. BJ Walters back with you, joined by head coach Andy Broughton. And coach, when you shoot the ball that well from three in the first quarter, it helps to create that separation I know you were looking for.
Yeah, we did, and we were able to rotate a lot of kids, and yeah, we hit some bank shots from three, so a little bit of luck involved. But you know, our kids have put in the shooting time, and they're ready to lock and load and release the ball on their shots. And you know, it took some good passes to get them open, so we moved the ball well to get people open, too. So a lot of good things on the offensive end early. And then our defense was pretty locked in throughout the night.
I know, you know, Kennedy's a player where you're never going to tell her stop shooting because you know that eventually she's going to start making them.
Yeah, she's got the shot down in the corner, her and Bryn. They kind of practice. That's kind of their role. And but the girls found him, and you know, Isabel hit some early shots, got us on a roll, and she just kind of distributed the ball around, and we had some pretty good inside-out stuff and a lot of good back cuts, and so offensively, yeah, we took care of business early, and that was good to see.
You said you were going to work on some things in pregame. I think you were referencing that 1-2-1-1 press in the half-court zone. How would you assess it?
We need to move our feet. One thing in the second half, we did change some things on the fly, and the kids listened well, and they got to certain spots. So we were able to do some things that way. Early on, I thought, you know, we had pretty good intensity on the 2-2-1 press, and we just changed things up a little bit, got some reps of it, so we can use it moving forward.
Well, we now dive back into region play on Tuesday, a trip to Four Winds, Minnewaukan. You almost throw their record out when you go up there because that's a tough environment.
Yeah, they always play pretty well at home, and, you know, they always shoot the ball well. So hopefully we bring some of our shooters' touch as that we had tonight down to Fort Totten and give the Four Winds game a good look for us.
We'll see you on Tuesday. Congratulations.
Thanks, BJ.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton. We're going to get – well, I guess we are going to get Kennedy after all that. Awesome. So – Kennedy Pasternak is going to join us after scoring a season-high 11 points. Kennedy, congratulations on the win. I was a jump shooter, not a good one like you are, but I was a jump shooter back in the day. When the first one goes in, you want to keep shooting it, and you had the touch tonight.
Yeah, definitely felt like that.
What were you guys super, like, hyper-focused on tonight? Because you've got bigger games ahead than Lisbon,
right.
But you had to take care of business today.
Right. Yeah, I feel like just like locking down on D and just, I mean, we're always good at defense, but just making sure we're staying disciplined no matter who we're playing. And I feel like that's kind of what we were focused on tonight.
You got a cool opportunity tonight. I counted five different combinations that were on the floor with mm-hmm. you. How much fun is it learning how all these other girls play so mm-hmm. that you're on the same page?
Yeah, it's so awesome to be able to play with, like, all these girls. I mean, they're, like, all my best friends, so it's fun to just be able to play with them. And, yeah.
Well, Kennedy, congratulations. 11 points, 3 three-pointers. You made you got all your work done early as well.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kennedy Pasternak joining us here in post-game. We'll come back, have the numbers, and still we have to wrap it up coming up as well. We'll do the numbers first when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future. Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
I'm Mara Johnson, and you are listening to the Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
The Cardinals are 10-1 after a 62-27 win over the Lisbon Broncos tonight at home. Now a look at the numbers as Carrington were led by those 11 points from Kennedy Pasternak, as well as 11 from Cadence Van Ray, 10 points from Isabel Wendell. I misspoke. Eden Hornet had 13 to lead the way. 5 for Harper Coleman, 4 for Bryn Smith, and then 2 each for Sienna Top, Mara Johnson, and Josie Coleman. For Lisbon, they got 12 from Riot Wertman, 7 from Bryn Wiltsey, then 2 each from Brea Sweet, Mara Kempel, Cameron Hoff, and Brinley Differting. There was one tie and no lead changes. The biggest lead was Carrington, 61-21. It ends 62-27. We'll come back and wrap it up right after this, when Cardinal basketball continues after these short words.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
I'm Sienna Topp, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals 10-1 after a 62-27 win over the Lisbon Broncos. If you missed it earlier today, the Carrington boys in a very impressive 24 hours. That thrilling win an evening ago over New Rockford Cheyenne. They followed it up today by getting the better of Napoleon Gackle Streeter by a final count of 58. Or rather, Let's make sure we get that right, shall we? 68-51. The next time we are on the air with Carrington Sports is tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. as Dennis Freeman has coverage of the Central Cass Boys Wrestling Tournament. Carrington is in that tournament, and he'll have it for you starting at 10 a.m. Then Monday, a doubleheader. It is the Carrington Coaches Show at 6 from Prairie Inn Restaurant and Bakery, immediately followed by Carrington Boys Basketball against Griggs Mid-Cota. Kyle Hewitt will have the call of that one. And then Tuesday, we will be on Fort Totten as the Carrington girls dive back into Region 2 play, taking on the Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians. My thanks to everyone here at Carrington High School, Superintendent Janelle Helm, Principal Connor Weber, and, of course, Athletics Director Carla Michelson. Now, speaking on behalf of them and our entire crew, my name is B.J. Walters. Carrington, the fourth-ranked team in the state, 10-1 on the year after a 62-27 win over the Lisbon Broncos. Thanks so much for joining us for the basketball marathon today. And until next time, good night from Carrington, North Dakota.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. For more news on Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over to our website, newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.